The central character of Catch Me If You Can is a lying, conniving, thieving person who spent
millions of dollars in forged checks and managed to pass himself off as a doctor, a lawyer, and a jet pilot, all before the age of 21.
The Woodlawn Theater's Greg Hinojosa directs the production.
And he spent a few years, I think 5 years in a federal prison, and is now considered one of the most respected authorities on embezzlement and forgery in the country.
It's the fictionalized story of the real Frank Abagnale, a fascinating one, but what suggests it's good fodder for a musical?
It really captures the whole nostalgic era of the 60s in terms of the music and the dancing and the choreography, and it's sort of a cat and mouse kind of game between Frank and the detectives and their inability to capture him while he's on the run.
The music that's so much a part of the production will come from the stage itself.
We're going to have a 9-piece orchestra that will be on stage, and they kind of act as a character in the play.
As to the production, it's a big one.
We actually have a cast of about 21 actors, singers, and dancers. They're young, energetic, which is what you need for a musical like this.
He says the 60s were a far more innocent era.
Someone like Frank Abagnale would never be able to get away with passing himself off as a doctor, a lawyer, or a pilot now.
But you can see it happen live on stage starting April 11th at the Woodlawn Theater. For more on this and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.